The following is audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you would like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.
Happy New Year. Almost. Wow. Let this little light shine. That's a good message for any time, isn't it, huh? Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here today. I was afraid I'd see the invisible church the week after Christmas, you know. I'm going to ask that the ushers come forward, and today we're going to pray like Methodists, okay? So that means we're going to say trespasses as we pray the disciples' prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, today we're going to revisit where we were at the start of 2024 for just a few brief moments. You might remember this verse. It comes from 1 Timothy 4:15. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Now that word progress is a key word. It's the word prokope in Greek. And it means to move forward to an improved state. Progress, advancement, furtherance. It is often used in military contexts, in the secular writings particularly. And sometimes making progress is difficult, isn't it? It isn't always easy. And yet we are called to make progress. And we learn from what we've learned in the past. And I appreciated this summary of what we can learn from the past by Dr. Wiersbe in a book that I've been reading, Too Soon to Quit. We are all standing on the shoulders of giants, and historical amnesia is one of the worst things that can happen to an individual, a family, a church, or a nation. We know that the past is to be inspired by the best that happened, warned by the worst that happened, and cautioned to be prepared by what might happen again. Ignoring the past could mean wasting the opportunities of the present and destroying the possibilities of the future. I felt those were wise words and well worth our reflection as we take a few moments today to look back on 2024 and we look at this verse and what we were committing to seek to make disciples in our ministry together. What's it going to take? It's going to take diligence. We said this and it continues to be true. Be diligent in these matters. To work with care, to improve, to meditate. It's to put into practice what we learn and to be faithful about it and continue to be faithful about it. The things that matter in Paul's writings have to do with Timothy teaching the Word of God and modeling the faith and reading publicly Scripture and really in everything to be diligent in his life. It's also going to take devotion. Give yourself wholly to them. Again, this is a step that is so very important for us to continue to reaffirm in our lives. The precise word means to be absorbed in, or the New Living Translation says, throw yourself into these things. And it's a present command. It isn't just we do this once in a while when we feel like it. It's an ongoing discipline and habit of life. To be throwing ourselves into these things. Look at the early church in Acts 2:42. There's a wonderful example. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, which I take to mean communion, the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And they were devoted to these things. They continued in those things. And in verse 47 of Acts 2, it says, God was adding daily to their numbers, those who were being saved, those who were joining in, those who were also following Jesus. They were making disciples. The next verse, though we didn't include it in our verse for the year, says, watch your life and doctrine closely. It's very important that we be aware of what we believe. Watch your teaching, he's saying. both oral and written, and how you're living your life. Let it be carefully done. Pay close attention. Watch yourself. To the Corinthian church, Paul wrote, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Some of us might wonder about the church at Corinth, but it's a good thing to spend time to reevaluate. And this is the time of the year when we kind of tend to do that as we're embarking on a new year, and how important that is. And finally, it's going to take determination. Persevere in them. Persevere in these things. Continue in them. It's the simple word, remain in them or abide in them. And that determination is it results gloriously in a great truth. In a great, great truth, you will save both yourself and your hearers. It's a wonderful thing that people have come to know Jesus Christ this year through our ministry. Sometimes it happened in the walls here. Sometimes it happened other places as you were praying for your five faves and others. It's amazing to see what God does when we are faithful to what he's called us to do. This is the strategy that Jesus used. He started out with his apostles to say, come and see, just come and check it out. That's a process that in the Gospels is recorded in the early chapters of John. He took them to a wedding. He talked to the woman at the well. There's different things that he had them experience. You know, when someone's just beginning to seek Jesus, it takes some time, doesn't it? I mean, none of us came to faith in Jesus the first moment we heard the gospel. It took some time. We heard it. We thought about it. Maybe we revisited it. Maybe a friend reminded us of it. Maybe we heard a preacher. Maybe we read some scripture. All those things take time. And in this phase, we need to give people space to just seek. Come and see. Come and see. Follow me is when he challenged them to the point that they left their nets and they started to follow him. And at that phase, which lasted about a year or so, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, in the 3 years Jesus was with them, he was teaching them the basics. He was laying the foundation for their lives. One of the reasons why I felt called in the new year to teach a class for new believers, which will be happening on Tuesday night at 6:30. And I'd like to encourage you, if you have never really thought about how to follow Jesus, come and join us. If you've done it and you want to revisit it, come and join us. But that is important as we make disciples. Be with me at this phase in the Gospels. And we've seen this in Mark. Jesus starts sending them out and they're doing ministry. They're transferring from being disciples to being disciple makers. They're influencing others. They're beginning to do ministry in Jesus' name. And then remain in me really basically is John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. It's his last words, and we all know that the Holy Spirit is prominent in our lives today. He lives in us, and for that reason, we remain with him, and then we are able to bear fruit. So, who in the scriptures experienced progress? I'm opening up the floor. I know it's a little awkward. We're a big group today. But if you want to call out, think of some people. Who are people that made progress?
Peter.
Peter made progress. Amazing progress. Paul. Yeah. I mean, Paul was a terrorist, and he made progress in the gospel. Who?
Thomas.
Thomas made some incredible progress. Who over here? John the Baptist, all right, he made progress. How about Job? Did Job make progress?
Yes,
he did. Was it easy? Uh-uh. It wasn't easy at all, was it? Sometimes the seasons that are most difficult may be the seasons when we're making the most progress. And it's hard to accept that sometimes because we like it the American way, nice and easy and smooth and soft, but it isn't always like that. Who are some others?
David,
Jonah. You know, somebody in the early service said Jonah too. How about that? You know, Jonah's the only guy that led a great revival and then was mad about it. That's just really weird in chapter 4. I knew you'd do this, God. I knew you're so merciful. These people are enemies. Don't you know that? Yeah. Well, okay, let's move a next step. Let's think about what are some things you've experienced in 2024 that you would say helped you to make progress. Maybe you have a Bible verse you'd like to recite. Some of us were memorizing scripture this year, weren't we, huh? In 2 Timothy. And I know you thought I was going to stand up and recite 2 Timothy 1:1 all the way through chapter 4, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not sure I could. I'm not Josh Suddeth. Remember that guy? Oh my goodness, a former youth pastor of ours. He memorized the book of Romans, for heaven's sakes. He could recite the whole book. But the memory work was good for me. It helped me this year. Next year, we're going to take a psalm a month. So in January, we're going to look at Psalm 1. We're going to memorize Psalm 1 together, which is a lot easier to handle. Just 6 verses, and then you can jump in at any time during the year. Well, how about you? What are some progress tales, some transformational tales you'd like to tell today? You see, I used to do this on Sunday night. In my previous ministries, we always had a Sunday night service, and that was the time when the church would come together and we'd tell stories. And we don't get to do that as often, so we're going to do it this morning. Got a story? Got a transformational tale to tell? Got a verse to recite? Who's going to be first? Ed's ready. He's got his mic.
It's for you guys.
Oh, come on. You're just being shy. I know it's a big group. Ed will come to you so you can stand up nice in the dark where you are. All right, she's got one. There
Hold
we
on.
Go.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy path.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. What a wonderful verse. Thank you, dear. Thank you. All right, who'll be next? Who's got a story to tell? Who's got a verse to recite? Somebody over here, all right. Ed, if you could move a little faster, we'd appreciate it.
I'm going to try to move a little faster.
I'll try to shorten this as much as possible, but on October 7th, I had a grandson that was born, and he was born Breach, and he was born at home, and he was basically stillborn. But I was here in Colorado, and at the exact same time that he was born and they were resuscitating him, the Lord had told me, as clear as anything, Amy, start praying, because I knew she was in labor and getting close to the end. And so I did, and just the timeline of when God told me to start praying was exactly when the midwife has confirmed were some serious turning points. And it was just a reminder that God is everywhere all at once, and when he tells us to pray, we might not understand why, but do it.
Amen, amen. Thank you, dear. Amen. In our first service, Carrie Barker came up, and she had a T-shirt on that says, Paid in Full. It's a cross, paid in full. I don't know how many of you know Carrie. Carrie just had her birthday. She's 48 years old. Carrie has struggled with heart disease her whole life. When she was born, she had heart disease. And she said, Pastor, I've lived 48 years. And boy, do we celebrate the miracle of a woman of very sincere, simple faith, really. But how God has blessed, and she was given praise. So thank you, Amy. That's a good testimony. We're not trying to outdo each other here, okay? So anybody else have a story, have a testimony you'd like to share?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. Woohoo! John 3:16. All right, anybody else? Have a Bible verse? Have a story you'd like to tell?
Something right over this way here? Yeah. I'm going to go down this aisle right over here.
Thanks, Ed. The most moving thing that happened to me in my life in 2024 was my grandson Jace's decision to ask to be baptized.
Amen.
Those of you who think back will remember that Jace was a miracle birth. He was born at 26 weeks and was the best outcome the NICU had ever had to that point in time. And here he is, 11 years later, asking for to be baptized, and it was a really special moment.
Amen. 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 All right, now you're warming up. We're very proud of you.
Just wanted to share a verse I've been praying over and learning more and more about. But the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Proverbs 21:31.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Aren't we proud of Mike and the ministry of Fathers in the Field? Mike is a missionary with us, and so exciting to have stories around here. Listen, guys, if you feel a prompting to help a young man, it's the Lord, all right? The devil wouldn't give you that prompting, all right? So pray on it and consider joining in with Fathers in the Field. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I still remember the first day Mike walked in here. And then not long after he walked in, he says, you know, I feel called to ministry. And look at what he's doing now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Amen. Anybody else? Again, we're not trying to outdo each other. We're just sharing.
Got you right here. Right here.
Yep. There you go. See, you got to speak into the mic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie, and I live in the apartments next door. And I moved from Littleton a year ago, and God has given me a special group of women that we have become really good friends and prayer partners. And also the ministry of WOW, which I have loved to participate in, and I thank Him for that and bless everybody that can get into a ministry because it really helps your faith.
Amen. Amen. You know, so I'll take you back a few years. How are we going to get out of debt? What are we going to do, Lord? What do you want us to do? And I remember the first time I heard that, and Bill, you were an elder then, and when they talked about selling land, I was like you. I was like, wait a minute. But, you know, God brought us to this land, and God gave us a big piece of land. And by God's grace, we were able to sell that portion of land, that 5 acres on the corner. And those of you who've joined us because of that are all answers to prayer.
Amen.
Because when we agreed to sell it, that's what we prayed for. And thank you. Many of you are just such wonderful missionaries over there. And we just give thanks for all of you. Thank you. Thank you. I did tell Ed we'd probably sing more hymns, but, and we have sometimes. Yeah, see, that, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Forget I said that. All right, anyone else?
Yep, right here. 2024 has been a challenging year. There have been lots of changes in our country, in the world, in our families, in our relationships with others. But one verse we can count on is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen, amen.
And amen. He is so faithful. When we are down, He's unchangeable. His love is there for us, His faithfulness. He sustains us. And you know, I've come to the point where I thank God not only for the good times, but for the bad times.
Amen.
Because it increases our faith, it draws us closer to Him, and it improves our prayer life, it improves our relationship with Him, and not only Him, but when we go to Him with everything and all things, it improves our relationship with others, and we are more open. And I have been able to, there are two groups of women over where we live in the apartments, and these women have shown such an interest in love, not for one another, but I see growth in their faith walk too.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So you, I'm very, very grateful for that. And like I said, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as much as the world and politics, government, everything, relationships, though everything is changing around us, not Him.
Amen.
He is the same.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ian. One of the brothers in the 9 o'clock service said, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice, Philippians 4:4. Thank you. You know, we could keep doing this, but we we need to get out of here at some point. So Ed, how about you and your worship team come and lead us as we sing our way out today. But I want to encourage you to continue this kind of practice. I mean, it really is important to share stories. Sometimes they're tough stories, they're sad stories. Sometimes they're very wonderful victory stories. But as we share with one another, our faith grows. We get the joy of sharing it, and we kind of enjoy it all over again if it's a good, great story. But also others. And when answers to prayer come, it's such a blessing. I know what I learned in 2024 is that I need you. I really need you. I need my brothers and sisters. And when my mother was going through what she was going through in the early part of last year and watching her decline, you were there. And I just thank you for your love and my appreciation, not just for Jesus, but for Jesus' people. Jesus' people always treat me well, but I was just really blessed. Thank you. My mother loved coming here, not just because I was the pastor. I mean, that didn't hurt, but thankfully. But you were just such wonderful people to her, and she... And I will tell you this, she's in heaven now, so it doesn't matter, but this is the best church she ever went to, I tell you the truth.
You've been listening to audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you'd like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.